Hi, Sally Splane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet's Wednesday, the 7th of August. The sun is in Leo, ruled by the sun, and the planets are saying...
Oh.
Flatly?
Yes.
Okay, planets.
It's a practical thing. Sun identity, ruler of Leo in flamboyant Leo, supporting Jupiter expansion, ruler of Sagittarius in abundant, enthusiastic Sagittarius, running afoul of Saturn, obstacles, ruler of Capricorn in strict Capricorn. Oh.
My.
If over the next 48 hours you let snark rule and decide to tear around snapping at people because they are snapping at you, or they're not doing it the way you would and you're right and that's final, it's going to be significantly more difficult to take advantage later on when the planetary climate becomes far more conducive to mutual understanding, agreement, natural, not forced harmony, etc. Also, remember, sometimes you gotta do what you want to do, not what someone else seems to want you to do if their yammering or heavy hintage is anything to go by. And if this appears to be one of them, and you will know, consider carefully before agreeing to dump your agenda, recipe, artistic direction, etc. to satisfy another person, no matter how loudly they squawk or how compelling and unremitting their argument. Truly, current influences are doing their best to make it seem that you are barking up the wrong tree, or that if you've tried it before and it hasn't worked well, then you'd better just turn your hand to something less daunting or challenging. Balderdash and your assignment is to thank them graciously for their public service announcement and then promptly disregard their message.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Sun supporting Jupiter and running afoul of Saturn.
Leo, Sagittarius, Capricorn, and people who have to deal with them.
Oh, that's everybody. And if one's birthday is 7th of August.
You're very clever. Happy birthday. You can probably generate a series of highly plausible reasons to stay put rather than move forward with a project, and who's anyone to quibble with your wisdom, erudition, and proficiency on the topic? Still, if someone had the guts and your permission to engage, they would quickly become your new best friend for drawing your attention to existing glitches in your logic or deductive reasoning.
Tomorrow. Daily Planets.